This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Saturday, October 18th. Hulk Hogan is back on national cable television with a weekly wrestling series. So is Eric Bischoff. So is Jimmy Hart. Along with Brian Knobbs, Brutus Beefcake, Dennis Rodman. A lot of familiar names on CMT's Celebrity Championship Wrestling debut tonight. I thought it was fine for what it was. It's not really a full-fledged reality series. It's not really a full-fledged wrestling series. It's kind of a hybrid of the two. I think reality TV has morphed into being heavily manipulated and heavily scripted, which makes it a good fit for pro wrestling. And Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart have certainly been part of a lot of scripted productions with pro wrestling and mingling it, mixing it with some fringe celebrities and kind of a cheesy reality concept had the possibility of utter disaster, but it also had a possibility to be kind of cheesy good, and I'm not quite sure it was at either extreme. It was probably closer to cheesy good than disaster, but and it has a chance to maybe get better. I think right now it's getting by on the where are they now concept. What does Brutus Beefcake look like now? What does Brian Knobbs look like now? How about Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart? And Eric Bischoff even. What hurts is they don't have a lot of footage of Beefcake and Knobbs as big stars because WWF and WWF owns all of it. WWE. They were in WWF when that's what it was called when they were there. But WWE owns all their footage and they're not going to loan it out for the show. And they don't want to run indie show footage because that would look, make them look kind of minor league. So That was missing a little bit. Hulk Hogan had a decent role at the beginning and at the end. Had a little bit of American Idol tinge to it. Basically, the concept is there's 10 guest celebrities. And they are Trishelle Canatella from Real World. When I say fringe celebrity, I mean that. Dustin Diamond. Dennis Rodman. From, of course, the Chicago Bulls, former WCW wrestler, which, by the way, I don't think they mentioned once that he had previous wrestling experience. Dustin Diamond from Screech, was Screech from Saved by the Bell. I think he also was in a porn movie or something. Danny Bonaducci, and I liked when he introduced himself, he said, like everyone was saying, hi, I'm Trish Cannell, and I'm most known for my role in The Real World. Or I'm Dennis Rodman, and I'm known as a bad boy of pro basketball. Bonaducci said, I'm Danny Bonaducci, and I'm best known as Danny Bonaducci, which was pretty funny. He's best known as the kid from the Partridge Family, but maybe more people know him as Danny Bonaducci now than from the Partridge Family. I guess that's probably true. Nikki Ziering, I don't know where she's from, sorry. And Butterbean, former pro wrestler and pro MMA fighter. Tiffany, a former 1980s teen sensation. Erin Murphy was from the new Bewitched. She said she's a mother of six boys and is ready for the unexpected. Todd Bridges from Different Strokes was part of it, along with Frank Stallone. He said, I may look like another guy, but I'm myself. In other words, he's so mad to be compared to his brother as if he would be there if it weren't for him. Oh, and by the way, I guess Nikki Ziering was the ex-Playboy model and some couple other things. So, anyway, 10 celebrities broken up into two teams, Team Beefcake, Team Knobbs. Not going to go into a lot of detail on who's on what team because, I mean, really, who cares? And it doesn't matter that much at this point. The concept of the show is they break off and train in groups of five and learn a few holds a week, a few moves or holds a week. And then they have to demonstrate that in a match, a scripted, choreographed, semi-choreographed, semi-impromptu match in the ring in front of a live audience in the studio. And then afterwards, the judges, who are Hulk Hogan, Eric Bischoff, and Jimmy Hart, kind of set up like the American Idol threesome, they then will decide which team did better in the mock match. So Team Beefcake would face each other in a tag match, 3-on-2 or 2-on-2. It varied in the situation, and I'm not sure why. And then Team Knobbs would face off, either 3-on-2 or 2-on-2 in this first week. And then they would decide which team looked better, and they would get immunity, and then the team that was vulnerable, that did not win immunity, one member of that team will be eliminated. And every week somebody will be eliminated until they have a final match, and then they'll decide who performed the best overall in the season and in that final match, and award them the what they call the prestigious CCW title belt. They didn't talk about a cash prize to the winner. I assume everybody here is on a retainer of sorts. They're paid a flat fee to be part of the show. And then perhaps a bonus for actually participating and lasting a while. You could already tell Dennis Rodman wasn't was living up to his reputation or down to his reputation. Bubba the Love Sponge, Hulk Hogan's buddy from Tampa Radio, was the play-by-play announcer. He made a mention that Dennis Rodman was not showing up to practice, and when he did, he was hurting his own teammates and basically being a little stiff with them in the ring. And I think Dennis Rodman looked stoned off his gourd both times they showed close-ups of him. His eyes were really red and kind of squinty. I mean, he had all the signs. So either that or he had really bad allergies or a bad cold or who knows what, but it's Rodman. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.